had a sister, Sally, who was younger than I am. She had so many sweethearts, she had to deny 'em. But as for my own self, I never had many. If you could read my whole heart, I'd be thankful for any. Come, a landsman, a tinsman, a tinker or a tailor, a fiddler or a dancer, a plowboy or a sailor, a gentleman or a poor man, a fool or a witty. Don't you let me die an old maid, but take me out of pity.
Some people are dying to get married, like the woman you just heard Kentucky folk singer Jean Ritchie singing about in the 17th century song, Don't Let Me Die an Old Maid. In this segment, we look at traditional songs about marriage, courtship, and staying single, as well as the silly, complicated, boundary-crossing, disguised, sheepish, good, and badly behaved characters in the stories. Some people are sorry they ever got married. In The Bachelor's Song, sung by Scottish group The Battlefield Band in 1978, things have not gone well for a farmer who has married a lazy and demanding woman with unappealing relatives. Here's the beginning of the story.
When he was a bachelor, young and airy hearty, was I and content. He married a wife for to lie by me, which causes me for to lament. When I come home wet and weary, it's wet and weary do I come. Me wife's in bed till after 11, and the longest day in the month of June.
And in I Wish I Was Single Again, sung here in 1962 by Mrs. W.B. Apple in Huff, Arkansas, the wife sounds scary in a different way.
I wish I was single again, again. I wish I was single again. And when I was single, my pockets did jingle, and I wish I was single again. I married me a wife, oh then, I married me a wife, oh then. I married me a wife, she ruined my life, and I wish I was single again. She beat me, she banged me, oh then, she beat me, she banged me, oh then. She beat me, she banged me, and swore she would hang me, and I wish I was single again.
And here's an unusual story. In the traditional Irish song, As I Roved Out, sung here by Atwater Donnelly in 2009, by royal decree, a single man is obligated to marry the wife of a landowner while her husband is fighting in the Napoleonic Wars, all to ensure that the land continues to be worked. In this last verse, he is speaking to his true love, the one he cannot marry.
And I wish the queen would bring home her armies from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, oh, in hopes that I might be with thee.
In this next rather lugubrious song, a young woman's true love has left her, and she sadly flings herself into the ocean. Here is I Never Will Marry, sung by the Carter family in the 1930s.
I never will marry, or be no man's wife. I expect to live single all days of my life. The shells in the ocean my deathbed, the fish in deep water swam over my head.
In the comic Irish song, Johnny Be Fair, sung by Atwater Donnelly in 1997, a girl is having a hard time finding a husband. Every time she comes up with a new prospect, her father breaks the news that the boy is his son. Here is the last verse.
Oh, I went down to my mother, and I hung me head in shame. I had every boy in the village, and I couldn't change my name. My mother said if he knew it, then he sure he would be killed. But your father's not your father, so marry whom you will.
Some find marriage to be another link in the chain of oppression, as in the traditional song The Wagoner's Lad, sung by Canadian group The Ducks in 2005. And finally, in the ancient ballad, The Golden Glove, sung here by Boston-based duo Matt and Shannon Heaton, a nobleman's daughter is set to marry a squire, but on the wedding day, she spies a farmer she likes better. She cancels the wedding and disguises herself in men's clothing to find and test her beloved in the fields. The story, unlike so many old ballads, actually ends well.
She turned from the squire, and all that she said was, maybe you should seek another instead. Coat, waistcoat, and breeches this young maid put on, and away she went hunting with her dog and her gun. Oft times she fired, but nothing she killed, until this young farmer came into the field. To talk with the farmer, it was her intent. With her dog and gun, then to meet him she went. Oh, I thought you'd have been at a wedding, she lied. No, said the farmer, I'm in love with the bride. Deep is the lover's well, higher than heaven, darker than hell, of courtship and marriage the poets do tell. Sweet is the water from the lover's well.